Yes, the title of my sermonette today is called The Great Reversal. Get your pens ready. I'd like to have you write down a couple words. Semordnilap. Semordnilap. The second word under that, write down palindromes. Palindromes. You'll see what that means as I go along here. Palindromes are words or phrases that are spelled the same regardless of whether it's read forward or backward. A few simple examples are noon, race, car, dad, mom, and wow. But what happens when a word read in reverse creates a different word altogether? Welcome to the wonderful world of the semordnilap. It took me 6 months to pronounce that. Semordnilap. One of the earliest direct references to the concept of semordnilap can be found in Lewis Carroll's 1893 novel, Sylvie and Bruno Concluded, which is the second volume of his 1889 Sylvie and Bruno. In chapter one of Sylvie and Bruno Concluded, Carroll writes, Sylvie was arranging some letters on the board, evil, E-V-I-L. Now, Bruno, she said, what does that spell? Bruno looked at it in solemn silence for a minute. I know what it doesn't spell, he said at last. That's no good, said Sylvie. What does it spell? Bruno took another look at the mysterious letters. Why, it's live, or live. Backwards, he exclaimed. How did you manage to see that, said Sylvie. I just twiddled my eyes, and said Bruno, and then I saw it directly. As for the term semordnilap, which is beginning to win out as a name for the concept, it first appeared in C.C. Bombau's 1961 Oddities and Curiosities of Words and Literature. The originator of the term does not appear to be, however, Dr. Bombau, but rather the editor and annotator of the book, Martin Gardner, who included semordnilap in one of his annotations. The word is self-referencing in that it demonstrates the concept for which it describes. Semordnilap is palindromes spelled in reverse. Whatever you decide to call them, semordnilaps are everywhere. Some words are naturally semordnilaps: evil, live, deserts, stressed, diaper, repaid, star, and rats. Now, if you're interested in finding a huge list of words, phrases, there's even games, everything you will need to know about semordnilap in the semordnilap world, and you have absolutely nothing to do in life, just Google semordnilap generator, and you can have fun there. The kids might enjoy that one. Now, other words are created intentionally. For instance, yob, like Y-O-B, is a British slang word for a rowdy, misbehaving young man, essentially acting opposite of how he should as a boy. So what does this all have to do with my sermonette? As I mentioned earlier, in 1889 novel of Sylvie and Bruno Concluded, Live Evil Example, I will utilize this concept of semordnilap to what the Word of God has to say about good and evil and how the great reversal will come. Let's turn to John 5:29, we'll hear Jesus' own words regarding good and evil. It's John 5, verse 29. It says, and come forth, those who have done good, to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil, to the resurrection of condemnation, also meaning judgment. So we have here good equals life, eternal life. And Jesus says here, evil is condemnation or judgment. We turn on the news and what do we see? Do we see life, goodness, or evil? is there divisiveness or unity? Do we see lies, corruptions, or truth? One has to be careful what to say or wearing a certain hat or shirt. No one doesn't offend or doesn't offend or trigger anybody. One has to be in a deserted island not to see all of this. Works of the flesh is the order of these times. As Galatians 5:18 describes this, I won't go there. But Satan has a short time. This needs to be repeated because there is hope coming. God and Jesus Christ will win at the end. Satan loves making people miserable and depressed. We know he is the God of this world and is very, very busy in causing as much destruction as he can. Of course, God is allowing Satan to cause all of this madness. He cannot do this alone without God allowing it to happen. The adversary is particularly attacking God's people, especially the true church of God. We are the top of the list. Congratulations. There is a choice one should choose which side to be on. The good life, eternal life side, or the evil death condemnation side. There is no gray zone. Here's a warning in Isaiah regarding good and evil. Please turn with me to Isaiah 5. That's Isaiah 5, verses 20 and 21. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. The Hebrew word for woe in this scripture is hoi or howi, H-O-H-E-E. It means oh, alas. In other words, uh-oh. The contemporary English version regarding verses 20 and 21 reads, you are headed for trouble. You say wrong is right, darkness is light, and bitter is sweet. You think you are clever and smart. So when the word woe is used, it is signifying impending doom, condemnation, and or wrath of God. Now in the book of Genesis, the serpent, Satan, was cunning. Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines cunning as crafty in the use of special resources, such as skill or knowledge, or in attaining an end, subtle, clever. The contemporary English version says sneakier. Well, please turn with me to Genesis 3, verses 1 through 5. Genesis 3, verses 1 through 5. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God has made. And he said to the woman, has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die. For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. Yes, the first lie of the cunning serpent. The devil made me do it. The junk food made me do it. The cough medicine made me do it. All these excuses, which earned the term the Twinkie defense, which is a myth, but such claims are used in courts. Crazy but true. It was coined by the media in 1978 when a psychiatrist testified that his client's excessive consumption of junk food, including Twinkies, exacerbated his symptoms and was proof of his depressed state in the murder of a San Francisco mayor and supervisor. And that's on crimereport.org. Yes, Satan is very cunning. And again, Satan is the god of this world. The Twinkie defense is one of many devices that is used by the adversary. It is a battle between good and evil. One cannot blame one's actions on Twinkies or caffeine or cough medicine. It's all about accountability. Recently, Mr. Kalen Mitchell gave a powerful sermon on this subject titled Accountability as a Christian, a poignant message. It won't go hurt to go back to hear that sermon again. I know I will. Brethren, the kingdom and government of God and Jesus will usher in the great reversal. Good will be good, and there will be no evil. Nations will worship God the Father and Jesus Christ. And if not, Zechariah forewarns what will happen. Please turn with me to Zechariah 14. This one is getting a good workout. Zechariah 14, verse 16 through 19. And it shall come to pass that everyone who is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. And it shall be that whichever of the families of the earth do not come up to Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, on them there will be no rain. If the family of Egypt will not come up and enter in, they shall have no rain. They shall receive the plague with which the Lord strikes the nations who do not come up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. This shall be the punishment of Egypt and punishment of all the nations that do not come up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. That was my last scripture, but it's a warning that nations don't obey. This is what will happen. Brethren, we have a glorious future, a future of godly peace, the kingdom of God, the great reversal will finally be the order of that future time.